Last year, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar stood on the south rim of the Grand Canyon on a sunny morning. He took in its vast magnificence before announcing a ban on new uranium mining claims outside park boundaries.
Like our ancestors, we do not know how future Americans will enjoy, experience, and benefit from this place. And that's one of the many reasons why wisdom, caution, and science should guide our protection of the Grand Canyon.
Protection of the canyon with federal laws like the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, and the Endangered Species Act. But it's exactly those protections that Arizona Representative Chester Crandall is fighting. Crandall is what you might call a sagebrush rebel. The term was coined in the 1970s during battles between ranchers and the feds over what should or shouldn't be protected wilderness.
There was a tremendous amount of resources, timber, mining, those kind of things that they didn't have where they were doing farming. And so the federal government looks at it and says, maybe we better hold on to these.
Crandall sponsored the legislation that led to this ballot measure. He's fed up with the federal government's one-size-fits-all approach to managing these lands and natural resources. He'd like to see fewer restrictions on logging, grazing, and mining. Crandall claims that environmentalist lawsuits, which have restrained logging and thinning projects on federal lands, wouldn't be successful if the state controlled the forests. He shared these views in a debate with State Representative Tom Chabon on the Mitch and Joe Show, a Flagstaff radio show on 105.1. Here's Chabon's position on 120.
We're swinging at pitches we cannot hit. It's way out of the strike zone. No one can hit this. No state can take over a national park. No state can take over a national forest. You can't do it. It is blatantly unconstitutional. This will end up in litigation that the state is going to lose.
It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's just wrong.
Constitutional experts agree with Chabon. Paul Bender teaches constitutional law at Arizona State University.
The United States Constitution has in it a very explicit provision called a supremacy clause, which says that all valid federal legislation prevails over state laws and over state constitutions.
In addition to violating constitutional law, it would, if it were enforceable, violate environmental policies. Allison Gitlin is a spokeswoman for the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club.
We need to remember that the federal protections on these lands came to be because people were not managing them sufficiently.
Like Gitlin says, when the polluted Cuyahoga River in Ohio caught fire and sparked the establishment of the Environmental Protection Agency and the enactment of the Clean Water Act. Earlier this year, the state legislature approved an almost identical measure, only to have it vetoed. Even Governor Brewer, who calls herself a staunch advocate for state sovereignty, says the state is totally unprepared to take over 73 million acres of federal land. But similar legislation was signed into law by Utah Governor Gary Herbert in March. Utah's law demands some 30 million acres of federal land be handed over to the state by 2014. Herbert says on his blog, this is not just a Utah problem, it's a Western problem. And these measures may just send a message to the federal government. Or, as Utah state attorneys warn, kick off a costly and futile legal battle. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.